Welcome to Vanguard Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. We have our next guest here, a little more extreme than the previous guest. A different guest on with us. He has his own newspaper. He is a neo-Nazi.
Oh.
He is a Holocaust denier.
Oh.
And probably a fun guy to, you know, sit around with on a Sunday afternoon and watch a little football.
Please welcome Mel Gibson.
Yeah. No, his name is Alex. Alex, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Doing very well.
All right, Babu.
Now, I was just kidding, you know, about Mel Gibson.
Yeah, I understand that. Hey, so where are you located? You in Missouri?
Yeah, I'm in Missouri.
All right.
Is that kind of a hub for Nazis?
I wouldn't say it's a hub. No. There's certainly a southern and midwestern feel to what is called neo-Nazism.
Right. And how long you been with the Nazi movement?
Well, I came from intellectual conservatism, and actually I went to school out in your area at Pomona, down there in Claremont.
Oh, yeah. And, a breeding ground.
No, it's not a breeding ground for that. It's more a breeding ground for glib liberals, I'd say.
Right, I understand. I know. But, I deal with them all the time out here.
I'm sure you do.
All right. So, but you're a... do you introduce yourself to people as being a neo-Nazi, and does that, cut down the pool of chicks that will date you?
I'm not looking for chicks to date. I have a daughter and another on the way.
Actually. Oh, so you got a wife?
Not interested in being a perpetual teenager.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right, so you are married.
I have a kid and another on the way.
Okay. But so you're obviously not married. Now, it's interesting that you would have, in the first couple of moments, taken a shot at the glib liberals, as you described mm-hmm. them, in Pomona. One would say that it would be more like a liberal to be a... pumping out children without a wedding ring, without some sort of marriage. You seem to be living a fairly reckless lifestyle there, I mean, for a Nazi.
The issue is whether you take care of your kids. You can ask Bill Cosby about that. He's been trying to reclaim the black population
do you just go around Missouri impregnating random women and refusing to marry them as a good family values Nazi?
Yes.
Okay. All right, now, you said that Bill Cosby's out there preaching... the family values. And I understand. I've seen him, and I've actually met Bill Cosby. He's a great guy. But because Bill Cosby is black, is that somebody you can't associate with, or you can?
Well, we can associate with whoever we want, but I mean, we advocate for white interests. You asked me if I call myself a neo-Nazi. I mean, we don't bother defining ourselves so much as labels are mostly used to attack the enemy.
So you don't hate other cultures or hate other... minorities, you just are really pro-white.
No, I despise some of the cultures, right. But I mean, I make a difference between Japan and Mexico.
Right.
You guys are living in northern Mexico, according to Voz de Aztlan.
You know, right.
But there's enough hate to sprinkle around them.
There's certainly a lot of hatred of us.
What you said, I think, is so true, I have to say, Alex, about using labels to vilify the enemy or to despise the enemy. You know, labels like glib liberals. You know, using labels like that to demonize people.
I'd say that's more descriptive. And remember, I'm much more familiar with these people.
Right. Okay, now you're a white supremacist, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't run from that, yes.
Okay.
I believe white culture is superior to Mexican culture.
Okay. Now, and
most of your audience would agree with that, I'm quite sure.
We'll give the audience an opportunity to chime in here in a second.
Great.
But you have white children, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm not a hypocrite, yes.
Okay. Now, what if one of your white children would like to date a Mexican gentleman or a Hispanic man or woman, or perhaps a black guy or a black chick? Would you not allow that?
Well, I'm going to home educate my children, and taking care of them is the real issue, not whether or not you're legally married.
Right, but how about an answer to Tim's question? What if one of your children decided he wanted to hook up with, like, a black chick? Would that be something that you would tolerate?
I will have raised the kid so it wouldn't want to do that. If it did, of course, legally, people can do whatever they want.
Right.
But if you treat them right, you know, they're not going to depart from the way that you treat them except in very unusual circumstances. Why would they want to go with someone who's going to give them nothing but STDs and mulatto bastards before they move on to the next woman?
Okay, well, that's a good answer, but hold on one sec.
It is a good answer.
Okay, listen to this. So you also you're a Holocaust denier. How many Jews do you think were killed by the Nazis?
Probably 100 to 200 to 300,000 maximum.
That's it?
Well, they used to list 4 million on the plaque at Auschwitz, and now they've lowered it to 1.5 million. But they haven't lowered the 6 million number any, I've noticed. But that's Jewish honesty, we'll call it.
Well, let me ask you.
Where do they all go, then?
Yeah.
You ask the Jews. They're the ones who are claiming the 6 million. It's not me. I know that the correct number, according to Red Cross figures, is a few hundred thousand.
I don't think the Red Cross says that.
I'm descended from Germans, and the Holocaust is a blood libel against Germans.
All right.
And the tens of millions of Americans of German descent, like probably the majority of your white listeners, ought to be really outraged that they're accused of such things.
So you don't think the Holocaust happened?
But you'd have to define Holocaust.
Oh, here we go.
Well,
I'll tell you what it means. The Germans were trying to prevent the sort of revolution that the Jews pulled off in the Soviet Union that killed literally tens of millions of whites. They starved them in the Ukraine. That's the real Holocaust that the drunken Mel Gibson knows about, you better believe, from his father. And I hope the guy keeps on drinking, because he spoke the truth. And it's not just neo-Nazi me saying that. It's Chaim Weizmann, the first president of Israel, said in a letter to Winston Churchill, we got the U.S. into World War I, and we can do it again in World War II. And by God, they did.
All right. Now what happens on, like, Labor Day? Is it a whole Nazi get-together? For a big barbecue?
I'm not sure what you mean by that. Look, I come from an intellectual conservative background. I work for the American Spectator, which
I wouldn't be throwing the word intellectual around if I were you.
you're competent to judge who's an intellectual?
Well,
I am
sitting in judgment of you. I am anyone in 2006.
Sure.
Who denies that the Holocaust happened is either totally, profoundly naive to the point of extremism, or a Nazi. I mean, it's just one or the other.
No, all you can say is that I'm dishonest. Either I'm lying or I'm honest, and I'm not known as a liar.
Right.
No,
we don't know you that well.
You don't understand history. Now, so Mel Gibson was railroaded by the media?
I think Mel Gibson doesn't have the courage to say sober what he said drunk, but he knows that what he said is the truth. Like I said, it's backed up by prominent Jews such as Chaim Weizmann. They got us into those wars. I mean, you guys could tell me how many Jews are supposedly killed in World War II, but how many Americans were killed in World War II?
Yeah, I don't know that figure. What is that figure?
A couple hundred thousand.
Okay.
Right. And how come you know the one but not the other?
But you're, well, because 6 million is a huge difference than a couple hundred thousand. Don't you agree?
That came from Stalin's liar, Ilya Ehrenberg.
Oh, bah, bah.
Right. Well, you know, actually, you sound a lot like Jerry Wyszowski with your Holocaust denial stuff.
Yeah, you know, Jerry
gets constantly preaching that crap.
Well, what? Is one of you guys is a Jew and you both got Jew agents?
No, we're not Jews, but we're Jew lovers. You know, we're Hollywood. We're Hollywood.
Yeah. I'm not Jewish. I don't have a Jewish agent.
And if you criticize the Jews, you'd be gone.
I have a Jewish agent.
I say in my radio show,
that's not true.
You couldn't say without getting fired.
I have a Jewish agent.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Brian has a Jewish agent.
You couldn't criticize Jews without being fired.
No, look, this is, you know, we're Jew lovers here, and, you know, I think you understand that most
well,
of...
Well, I mean, we wouldn't... But listen
different.
To me. Listen, Alex, we wouldn't criticize somebody just because they're Jewish, but if they did something... You know, crazy and heinous,
yeah.
Like, you know, raped and killed a kid or something. You could absolutely criticize him.
Of course.
Yeah. If you'd like to talk to Alex, the classic Jew hater, who also hates the blacks and the Hispanics, 520-9710.
And the gays, I'm sure he hates.
You hate the gays too?
You tell me.
In the same basket?
California, I heard the gays are trying to, the queers are trying to make it illegal to criticize them in textbooks out there.
All right.
Hear that?
All right. 520-9710.
I must be making it up.
And 888-520-9710.
Do you Nazis still wear the sheets? I mean, describe the look in 2006.
Like I said, I come from upper middle class background. I was never a Klansman. I have nothing against them, but I personally couldn't wear that without feeling kind of silly.
What was your childhood like?
Perfectly happy, married parents, two, a brother and a sister.
Was mom or dad in the Nazi movement?
No, they're just standard bourgeois fox types. they believe the they may have come some way from that, but you'd have to ask them.
Now
you know how white
are you invited home for the holidays?
Sure. Sure.
You had indicated that you come from a traditional married couple where your mom and dad were married,
mm-hmm.
but Alex, you've gone on you've broken the chain there because you've said that you've obviously pumped out a couple of children. You've recklessly impregnated some women that you haven't married.
It was not reckless in the slightest.
But how come you didn't marry them? Is a good, you know.
That's my personal business. Isn't it?
Well,
you don't know all the considerations. There's much more than...
What is the consideration?
Well, the consideration is the government is extremely hostile to people like us, who hold my position,
absolutely,
who advocate for whites. And
now,
what
are you getting harassed by like, the IRS, and are you getting death threats?
Well, sure, you get death threats, and you get harassed by different government groups, such as the Human Relations and the Housing and Employment.
Right.
People who want to claim that you can't hire and fire who you want. Significant diminution of our freedom.
I agree with you there. I think you should be able to hire and fire who you want.
But you can't.
I know.
Because the Jews passed the so-called civil rights laws.
Well, that's not the reason.
Did you know that they also throw people in jail in most of Europe and in Canada for questioning the Holocaust? And they'd like to make it that way here? Do you think I should be thrown in jail for questioning the Holocaust?
No, I don't think you should be.
But
you don't, but most Jews do.
But I think you're going to have to, I mean, you go through life. Alex, you're going to go through life also not considering the danger that you put your kids in.
My kids are going to get the benefit of being homeschooled by me.
They've proven
that smart kids do best when they're around elders
who are
intelligent and know what
Alex,
they're doing,
Alex,
rather than their
your,
peers.
Your extreme views are putting your kids' lives in danger, don't
no,
you?
No, no, no. My views aren't extreme. The extreme view is mixing blacks and whites because they don't work together, as Thomas Jefferson said. They can't live under the same government.
Alex, in doing the Lord's work, as you obviously are...
No, I'm not. I'm an atheist. I'm most decidedly not doing the Lord's work.
But the Nazi movement or the white supremacist movement in this country is usually or historically rooted in some sort of fundamental Christianity.
Well, there is a demographic commonality to the base, which is it's changing as you know. The middle class is being sold out. They've already sold out the working class, and they've imported 30-40 million Mexicans to compete with them. Now they're starting to send the white collar work over to Bangalore and to India.
Sure.
And so those people have less of an incentive to go along with the system and its lies and more of an incentive to sign up with the traditional rural Midwestern and Southern brothers.
Now how many
and I represent that phenomenon in fact. Because I try to get on conservatism,
Alex,
and you can't criticize the Jews and professional conservatism. You have to be an Israel ass licker like Sean Hannity.
Really?
Alex, Alex, this is going to be a dialogue. If you want to have a monologue, save it for one of those chicks that you banged up and didn't marry.
I didn't bang up a bunch of chicks.
Yeah, you did.
I have one child by one woman. I have another child on the way from the same woman.
That's chicks. That's
the same.
Oh, it's just one woman. The mom's the same mom and for both children.
Now,
yes.
when you bed down with this,
I'm not a groid.
When you bed down with this lady,
you've gone long enough on that. I'm not going to tolerate personal insults on that front. Insult me politically. I take care of my kid.
Listen to me, please, Alex. You're a little crazy. When you go to bed at night,
a little.
Is it about 15, 20 minutes of some Jew hating right before you hit the sack?
I don't even know what that means.
Is it like you and your wife pile on the blacks and the Jews or the Hispanics right before you hit the sack?
That's just stupid.
He doesn't have a wife.
He
knocks women
That's
up.
That's true. You don't have a wife.
I study this stuff 24 hours a day. I know exactly what I'm talking about.
You're very well read. You said that you don't resort.
And you're one to judge, right? You said, disc jockey.
Well, why are you judging,
That's
Alex?
That's fair, actually.
I mean,
why are you judging
you
me?
Judge,
you said,
you judge.
I'm the only type of person you would dare judge. Otherwise, you'd get letters and probably get fired.
Now, that's not true, dude.
I can say whatever I want. I'm totally free. I don't have a Jew filter except your producer right now. On my own show, I don't have a Jew filter. That's why I
by the way,
my
by,
show
by the, way, by, the way, by the way, you've mentioned your show, and by the way, we don't play music, Alex, so we're not disc jockeys.
I don't play music either.
Right, but your show, sir, I think, certainly no one in this audience has ever heard your name or is familiar with this show you do. From where do you broadcast this dog and pony show you do?
Well, we do it from goyfire.com, and what we do is...
Oh, so it's not a radio show. It's on the Internet.
No, it's a podcast. We do podcasts.
So you don't do a radio show.
Hey, you guys know that the young white male audience is leaving TV and leaving Howard Stern knockoff radio. Well,
Alex,
they're coming to us because we aim at adults.
But you don't... Alex...
Yes.
From one broadcaster, not to another.
Well,
but
from
one broadcaster, from a broadcaster to a neo-Nazi who podcasts, you recognize that you don't have a radio show, right? You're not on the radio.
Sure, from your point of view.
But no, from anybody's point of view.
I got people downloading my show and listening to it who love it.
On what frequency on the radio band can we hear your neo-Nazi?
We aren't on that.
Oh, so you're not on the radio.
Internet. You've got your distinction. You're okay. A hero.
All right, let's take some phone calls for this, Alex. Let's talk to David in Pomona. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yes, I want to talk to Alex. Now,
I'm here,
He keeps saying about all this stuff about they do this and they're bringing in these people to this country and this and that. And by the way, I'm Mexican-American. Where does he think he came from?
What's that?
Where does he think he came from? He thinks he came from this country?
My ancestors came over here from Germany and actually fought in the Revolutionary War alongside Washington.
You mean came and conquered the Native Americans, you mean?
Oh, they were all fighting among themselves. They weren't any unified people.
Didn't come and conquer them. Okay, so you also deny that, too?
No, our tribe did win, and we aren't going to give it back.
Yeah, okay.
And you know, there are only a few thousand Mexicans in California when the white men created a human civilization there.
You said a moment ago when Tim, you seemed to be sensitive to the fact that Tim insulted you. You said that you're not going to tolerate personal insults.
You're talking about the mother of my kids.
Alex,
just lay off that.
Alex, you're the mother of your kids.
Watch your mouth, bro.
The mother of your kids is obviously not good enough for you to marry. So you've made a judgment about
her. There are
other
considerations with white nationalists that you don't know about. And your listeners don't.
Now, you said, Alex, that you're not into personal insults, and then the caller said he was Mexican-American, and you said how unfortunate. Wouldn't that be a personal insult?
I am into personal insults.
Oh, you are?
Just not when they're directed at you and your whore, shacked-up girlfriend who pumps out your neo-Nazi kids.
I don't think you'd say that in front of me, and I think your audience is pretty well aware that you wouldn't.
No, I think it's pretty obvious that...
Wait a minute, I wonder if you would.
If he were in the studio, I'd say that to him.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
I don't know which one he is.
Because...
And which one's a dwarf there, but that's pretty low.
Which one's what?
Because I don't think it's lower than you saying how unfortunate when a guy says he's a Mexican-American.
I think it is unfortunate. Their average IQ is something like 90.
How tall are you, by the way?
Gotta stink. 6'1".
How much do you weigh?
200.
You work out?
Yes, I do.
All right, I'll put my money
Play
on
Play baseball
you.
In college?
You're an athlete, too? How old are you?
I mean, you can insult me all you
I'm
want.
I'm just asking how old you are,
how
Alex.
You are.
How old are you?
I'm 40.
You're 40. I put my money on Alex.
Would you?
Yeah. Well, he played baseball.
Yeah, he's a very
Did you pitch?
Player. Yeah, what position did you play?
Right field.
Yeah.
Where were you in the lineup?
They call me Lupus whenever I made an error, so I've been insulted.
Where were you in the lineup? Where'd you bat?
What did I bat? Depended.
No, not your average. Where in the lineup were you? Like 7th or 8th?
I hit over 400.
Well, look at you. All right, hold on one sec. Alex is with us, the neo-Nazi, Jew-hating, black-hating, Mexican-hating American. I'd like to say hello to him, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It's Conway Whitman, live on 97.1 Free FM.
97.1 Free FM. Conway and Whitman. 97.1 SoCal Free FM.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. I'm talking with neo-Nazi Alex, Alex Linder from, I guess, the Missouri area. Is that right?
Yeah, Kirksville, Missouri, up in the northeast.
Now you find it when you do you're going with the neo-Nazi, you hate the Jews, the blacks, Hispanics. Does that cut into your social life?
I'm not looking for chicks like you guys, or at least one of you.
Right.
I'm interested in raising my daughter and teaching her non BS.
Right. But I mean, even
once
just friends, isn't it tough to to associate with typical Americans?
No. Actually, there's quite a bit of agreement on issues like Israel. You'd be surprised how many people are against the war in Iraq.
All right, let's talk to you.
Immigration,
are you
too. They're very
the
much
war
against
the war.
Well, now he's got two,
we were
mad.
Completely against the war from day one.
Yeah.
We were the only group that explained to America why we were getting into it.
Now Tim's pissed. Tim, you've been
dare you.
I have to say, Alex, about my partner here, Tim Conway Jr., has been a very eloquent spokesperson for the effort in Iraq.
Well, not just the effort in Iraq.
Well,
how about the effort in Afghanistan? Were you against that as well?
I was against both of them.
What about the World War II when we attacked the Japanese? Were you against that?
Well, they knew. They engineered, FDR engineered him into it. I mean, Stinnett reported that in his recent book. and the press covered it up, and then they went to war against Germany.
Right.
So it was insane. It was a fratricidal war.
You don't think the United States should have gone to war against Germany?
No.
No?
It was German Americans killing Germans, essentially, won World War II.
What would the United States look like if Japan and Germany were successful in World War II?
I'm sure we wouldn't have been overrun by the Third World like today.
Yeah. Have you been to a Third World country?
I live in one, son.
No, son.
No, he's got a point there in some level.
Get out of here.
Some level. You guys are in L.A. I got a big point.
All right. Laura in Rancho Cucamonga, you're on with Alex.
Hi, Alex.
Hey.
I'm just calling because I actually completely agree with everything you have to say.
Gee.
I work in sales.
He's not going to marry you. Try as you might. He's not going to marry you.
I'm glad to hear it. Where do you live?
I live in Rancho Cucamonga, actually.
Money will bang you there.
Describe that. Has that been overrun by Mexicans and other third worlders?
Actually, yeah. The city I work in is completely disgusting.
Laura,
how
old are you?
I work in a mall, actually. I'm 22 years old.
22. How did you get filled with all this hate at 22?
Filled with all this hate? Where does the hate come from? She sounds like a nice young woman
to me. The hate comes from personal experiences.
The hate's coming from the two DJs here.
I try to give them a chance, but over and over, the chances that I give them, they seem to fail me every time. So.
On what level? I mean, if you've been a victim of crime or...
Not only crime, but just intellectually speaking, you can't speak to them on a level of...
What crime was perpetrated against you?
Oh, let's just go back to last year. I went on a hike with my friend up in Mount Baldy, and my whole identity was stolen by a Mexican.
Yeah.
It was a proven fact that it was two Mexicans that stole my identity. Mm. Just, you know, things like that just really...
It could have been two white guys. I mean, you know, you just...
Not very likely.
All right, let's talk to...
Read up on identity crime.
Well, hold on a second. Since we're talking about crimes, Alex...
Yes.
And you seem to dismiss that a white guy might commit identity theft.
Oh, it could happen. I mean, anything could happen.
Of course
you're
could
talking
happen.
About generalizations.
But white guys, like when it comes to like the really, like, you know, the really serial, you know, Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer, you know, murdering people, then eating them, the really grotesque, grisly serial murders, it's almost always white guys who do stuff like that. To what do you attribute that?
It's not true. You ever hear of the zebra killings?
No, where are they?
In your state in the 70s, where the black offshoot of some radical Islamic
group
was
more
killing off
reference?
All kinds of whites. They just simply don't report it. I know the facts. Look them up. Blacks are serial killers more often than whites.
Can you name the... all right, I'll name Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the son of Sam.
Green River Killer.
Yeah, the Green River Killer. Thank you, Tim. I'll keep going. Can you name a black serial killer?
They're not publicized like that.
Can you name one?
Timothy McVeigh.
The ones I just referred to, there were literally dozens of
murders. Can you name one? Can you name
dozens
one?
Dozens of murders.
Can
you
name...
don't know about them in your own state.
Listen, Alex, I'm just asking.
You need to ask questions about why the media is controlled.
Can you name the black serial killer that you're referring to?
It was O.J. Simpson and his brothers.
Right. See, that's not an answer.
All right, Derek and Rancho Cucamonga.
Well, I know that 90% of interracial crime is black on white.
Okay, Derek,
so.
Derek and Rancho Cucamonga, you're on with Alex.
First of all, Alex, how do you define the true American?
Well, the Jews want to say it's a matter of ideology. You just accept a creed, but we know that it's a matter of race and blood. And that's what the founders intended. They did not allow blacks to be citizens. They were counted as three-fifths of a person. And that shows you what they thought about them. So we are the true heirs to the American tradition.
Who are we? The white
we people? Who advocate for whites. We call ourselves white nationalists. People who hate us call us neo-Nazis. We respect the Nazis, but I don't fully understand the Nazis because there are so many lies about them that when you research them, you start to realize that nearly everything you think you know about them isn't true.
Can I ask a question as I listen to this? You know,
sure.
Thank you, Alex, very much. You have this cause, this advocacy for white people in America.
Yeah, separate white nation where there aren't any Jews or colored.
No, when you talk about advocating for white people...
Jerry wants a plane ticket there.
You know, there aren't, you're right. I mean, you look at the United States Senate or the people who occupy the White House, you're right, there's nobody standing up for the white person. The white human in this country is really underrepresented, specifically the white male.
You.
The white male is really overlooked in elected office.
You better believe that most of your listenership believes that, and it's true.
Let's get back to Derek. And
Bush goes and speaks to NAACP, he doesn't come
right,
speak
Alex.
To
Alex, let's...
go speak to La Raza out in your area, and that's... No one represents this young woman who just called in. Well,
Alex,
we do.
Alex, sweetie,
we're not ashamed about it.
Sweetheart, darling, We only have a limited amount of time, so
I
you could not blast away. We can take as many calls as we can.
Go ahead.
All right, Derek, go ahead. You can prove the Holocaust existed?
I would say that, to prove the Holocaust existence, you have to look at the existence of Israel.
You know what? We got a bad connection with you, and you're a little long-winded for me. Let's talk to Paul in Santa Clarita. You're on with Alex the Nazi.
Hey, what's up with there?
Hey.
I was actually wondering, Alex, you said you homeschool your children?
Well, they're not old enough. The one is about 16 months. But when she is old enough, I sure as hell will not stick her in a public school.
Right, so you plan on homeschooling them?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Which means you basically plan on homeschooling your knowledge and your beliefs into your children, correct?
Well, yeah, of course.
Okay, and so what's the difference between that and the imams out in Islam that breed hate into their children on Americans?
Great question.
Or the Jews who send their kids to Jewish schools. I mean, there's no difference. People teach their kids what they want them to know, of course.
Well,
the government,
don't you think the government
teaches kids what it wants kids to know, that the government's always right?
Yeah, and there's lots of things held out, but how much are you going to hold out from your kids? How much are you going to keep
I'm going to teach you the truth compared to the lies she's going to learn in a public school. Diversity,
You're going to teach them that the Holocaust didn't happen? That's the truth?
I'll teach her the truth about it, that it was a lie put out by a Jewish Soviet propagandist, Ilya Ehrenberg.
Hitler didn't go out and kill a whole bunch of people.
You're not arguing with me.
These kids have no shot.
Red Cross is the one that found the facts about
it. You're right. The Red Cross on their website says the Holocaust didn't exist. You're right.
It says that there were only X number killed. That was what they reported back in, I think, about 1950.
Can you name one organization, one credible organization, and I mean a news organization or, you know, Red Cross?
Credibility to you is a different thing than to me.
Where can we go to find out from a credible news agency about the truth of the myth of the Holocaust? Who's reporting that tonight?
I'd say go to Institute for Historical Review, IHR.org. They're not my friends, particularly.
Let's talk with
they're
Donovan. Donovan, you're on with Alex.
Yeah. How you doing, gentlemen?
Hey, dude.
There's so many things I can say, especially...
Are you on a speakerphone, by the way?
Actually, no. Can you hear me now? I'm pretty much... there's a bad echo in here.
Are you in the bathroom?
No, actually, now I can walk
out. Oh, there you go.
Okay. There's so many things that I can even go into about the purity of our founding fathers and show that pretty much most of them were slave owners. You know, that old saying, masters in the slave house, you know, Thomas Jefferson.
Right.
Yeah, but so what?
But we're not even going to go into that. But what we're going to go into, that usually shuts people down like this, please tell us about your educational background, your experience. Why should we believe you? I'm black myself.
Well, like I said, I went to Pomona College, which is one of your better private liberal arts schools located in Claremont, California. I've got a degree in international relations.
International relations. Okay. Now, from that, please just explain to us. I'm still just trying to figure out why we should believe you. You're pretty much just saying.
Well, you can't say that in general. In general, you shouldn't believe me any more than anyone else.
But
you got to deal with the facts. As I'm asserting certain facts. If they're not true, you can go and Google and look it up, and you'll find that everything I said is true. I don't lie.
Anybody can put anything on Google. Now, it's also
No, you can't put white nationalist stuff on Google. They will kick it off and claim it's that they don't like it.
On the internet,
you can verify what I'm saying. Go out and look it up. Go to IHR.org and read up on the Holocaust.
Alex, let's have a dialogue. You and Donovan are on now, please. I mean, I don't know where you got that temper from, either mom or dad, but please try to relax.
From fighting morons, more or less.
All right. Well, you should try to control them.
One of the things that I pretty much noticed that most people that feel like this gentleman is mostly because it seems like the dream that they were promised has been lost. You will find that most of the people who feel this way work mediocre jobs. They live a pretty much completely different, isolated, alternative lifestyle. They're not pretty much in the fold, in the mix of things. We live in a society today where people come in contact. The world is getting smaller. And the problem is it scares these people. In a way, you know, in a way, being black, I kind of sympathize. And I sympathize, and I say this because no longer do you have to look, you know, you look down the line. Your children, your grandchildren are most likely not going to look the way that you're going to look.
Sir, I understand what you're saying. I could have a job in professional conservatism if I towed the line, which is supporting Israel. You have to understand, but I have to have integrity.
By the way, how much you make in a year?
That's more important than money. How much I make's not your business.
Are you doing pretty well? No, really not. All right, hold on one second. We'll keep him on here. And the reason why we have Alex on, for all you people out here who, you know, will call up and say that somebody is a racist for something they did.
Right.
That term should be reserved for guys like Alex.
Sure.
And not for guys who mention like a casual joke about something.
Right. I mean, we throw the word racist. We call people Hitler. You do that a lot. Not you. I mean, we collectively people do that.
But this is him.
This is the one who actually deserves that.
Yeah, he's the guy.
You cheapen those terms when you just throw them around.
Yeah. I mean, Christ Almighty, how many times Bush has been called Hitler? This guy is Hitler.
You know, I want to find out when we come back who he thinks is the greatest threat: the blacks, the Jews, or the gays.
Well, I don't know. Jerry thinks it's the gays.
I think he'll say the Jews.
All right. It's Conway Whitman. Alex, the racist, is with us. 97.1 Free FM.
All right. Time to let the funny loose. It's Conway and Whitman. 97.1 Free FM.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Conway Whitman Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Alex, the racist, is with us from Missouri.
And
before we get back to some calls here, when you're tired of or a long day of hating the Jews, blacks, and Hispanics, what do you sit down to watch on TV? What are some of your favorite TV shows?
I watch little TV. Sometimes I watch Fox News to laugh at it. I do watch Jon Stewart, Daily Show, and Colbert Report.
Now, he's Jewish.
What's that?
Jon Stewart's Jewish.
Oh, I know that.
Okay. What about movies? What do you like to do?
Oh, hell. There's hardly been a movie in the last couple of years worth a damn.
I'm sorry.
No,
you
know what? It's really weird. I agree with Alex, I mean, the racist. Look at that.
They're aimed at, 10-year-olds, 13-year-olds.
Right. What about sports teams? What do you root for?
I don't really root for teams. I like individual players. David Eckstein for St. Louis Cardinals. He tries really hard.
Okay, let's talk to Monica in Pasadena. You're on with Alex.
Yeah, Alex, I'm just concerned about when he said something about Jefferson. What did he say? What did he quote that Jefferson, what?
The two races equally free cannot live under the same government.
Okay, so why was he having so much sex with the black women then? If he
wasn't, that's a lie.
Oh, God. Did you watch? You don't watch TV, so you're that ignorant.
TV lies to you.
Oprah don't lie, baby. She don't have to lie.
There may have been a Jefferson who created some of the mulatto bastards, but
It wasn't Thomas Jefferson, president?
No, there's absolutely no proof of that. They put it forward as though there were, but there wasn't when you read it closely.
Oh, my God. You're so ignorant, and I'm really kind of upset tonight.
You're a little bit naive, darling.
No, you're
ignorant. Careful what you take into your head.
And I'm really upset at the radio guys tonight for having you on there, because I'm tired of listen to all these racist neo-Nazi
people.
There's
so many racists out there in mainstream radio.
It's ridiculous.
Hey Monica. Alex.
You can hardly get a
Alex. Hold on one second, buddy. Hey Monica.
What?
Let me tell you why we put him on. Okay?
Why?
Because everybody in Southern California should be lucky, thanking their lucky stars that they don't live in Missouri, where these guys, are crawling around.
Right.
Two, anytime you now hear the term racist, you're going to think about this guy, as opposed to, maybe somebody who told an off-color joke and didn't hurt anybody. You got to out these guys. You got to put them on the air and show everybody, how crazy they are.
Well, and another thing about this Holocaust, it's like, how many people does it take to make art? Do you have to kill to create a Holocaust? Because black folks was Holocaust too. You don't talk about that. The slave trade, that was Holocaust, wasn't it?
Absolutely it was.
Okay, so why is it always about the Jews? I don't get it.
I'm about to put Alex back on here. The point of agreement here, I think. Alex, is the caller right that there seems to be a hypersensitivity to Jewish persecution?
Yeah.
Jews are... Do you ever hear anyone Jewish described as a hater?
Hey, I think Monica and Alex make a perfect couple here.
Monica, the Jewish slave ship owners imported 3 to 4 million blacks here, and today there are 35 million. So you haven't suffered all that badly in comparison with Africa.
Well, you know what? I'm kind of glad that I'm over here, but I'm not glad that I have to deal with ignorant people like you, because I have to deal with that, sometimes.
We all have a burden to bear, sweetheart.
All right, Monica, we're going to send you something here, darling, for having to put up with this. A pair of tickets to see comedian Carlos Mencia, Alex's favorite comic, at the Gibson Amphitheater.
Hey, did you know that he's
Universal
actually
City
part
Walk.
German,
right, hold on
part Colombian? He's not a Mexican?
My brother, please. Amphitheater. It's Gibson Amphitheater at the City Walk on October 7th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Tim, is that true that Carlos Mencia is not Mexican?
Nah, he's Mexican. Monica, hey, Woolsey, we're also going to give her a pair of tickets to see heavyweight boxing, the big boxing match between James Lights Out Tony versus Sam the Nigerian Nightmare Peter. Yeah, this Saturday night at the Staples Center. For more information, go to staplescenter.com. Look at them.
I was wondering who Alex thought was the greatest threat to society, the blacks, the Jews, or the gays.
Let's ask him real quickly. In one word answer, what's the biggest threat to America?
The Jews.
Okay. So I thought that would be it.
There he goes. All right, gang, your calls for Alex, the racist, Jew, black, Mexican hater. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It's Conway Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Alex, the racist, is with us. You don't find that offensive, do you?
I'd call myself a white nationalist.
A white nationalist.
Or a race realist, but I don't care. You know, one grows used to Jewish slurs being the common language.
Alex, what's on your iPod?
Don't have an iPod.
What's your favorite music to listen to? I bet you're an Eagles fan.
Eagles, no.
No?
On the road, I'd listen to Guns N' Roses, even though it is degenerate rock, but I like the Immigrant Song.
You like country music?
Yeah, I do.
Well, who's your favorite country star?
I don't know. It's all pretty watered down and paint by number today. They can't say anything, you know? The women can never be wrong. That's part of the problem.
Well, I'll agree with you there that women are hysterical in this country.
No, but the Jews behind it also.
Let's talk to a Mitch
look
in Los Angeles.
Look at the writing teams. You write the country
Mitch,
music.
Mitch, you're on with Alex.
They're all rockers.
All right. Mitch, you're on with Alex.
Alex, you little bitch. I can't believe you didn't tell me you're going to be on the radio. All these nights I've been knocking at your back door and, like, you're totally on the radio. Oh, my God. You're such a man-witch.
Is this one of your resident homos or what?
No, this is I think this guy knows you.
He knows
Alex,
me.
Sweetie, I've totally been with you for like the last 7 days, and like you didn't tell me you'd be on the radio. That's just unbelievable.
I know. That really is negligent.
Nazi man-witch.
All right. Thanks.
Very funny.
It sounded like you knew the guy. All right. Let's talk to a Daniel in Rancho Cucamonga. You're on with Alex.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
I have a serious. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I have a serious question to ask you. I'm not going to. Basic, the thing I want to ask you is, on your forefathers, why in the 1500s, why did you kidnap us, take us from Africa? I'm a black man. Why did you take us from Africa and bring us to America, the Spaniards, the French, and the British? Why didn't you just leave us there? If you don't like us so much, I mean, you know, I why didn't you just leave us in our country?
Good point.
Did you have to take us? And why did you have to bring your forefather's excuse was you wanted to Christianize us or bring us into Christianity. But I want to know, why did you bring us here?
All right, we got to get to the point of the question. What's the answer to that?
Believe me, first of all, we bought you from other blacks. And B, I wish to hell we hadn't. And C, most of the founders of the country after Abe Lincoln wanted to send you back. They're members of the African Colonization Society.
Can I get my word in?
Yeah, go ahead, Daniel.
Okay. That can also be very argued. There's some, I've heard that, people say that they were bought by other blacks, and at the same time, I've also read in a book that the blacks were kidnapped by British soldiers and French soldiers, okay? I just want to know why did that happen? Why did we have to bring here? We were brought here naked. And while we're out on the boats, we were dying on the boats because of your diseases.
True.
I mean, why did you bring us here? Oh. And then on top of that, you brought us here, when you brought us here, you made us second-class citizens. Okay, no, third-class citizens. Okay, we were lower than dirt.
We're pressed on time, but what's the answer to that,
Alex? Sir, the average African IQ is 67. I mean, people are literally retarded. How can we treat you as equals when you're not equals?
Jesus Christ. All right, man. I don't
you
know.
You laugh, but you don't know the facts, and I do. I'm not embarrassed by them.
I don't know how this plays back in Missouri, but I think one of the reasons you are in Missouri is that you're a coward and you wouldn't live in L.A. because you get your ass kicked.
I went
all
to school
time.
Out there, and I lived there early in the 70s.
Yeah, you come out here. Why, you know, if you're such a big man,
I operate under my own name, bud.
Well, let me
you
ask
claim
you.
You're outing me.
Let me ask you something.
I'm
my
under
brother.
My own name. My phone number's in the phone book. I ain't embarrassed about anything.
Well, why don't you come out to L.A. and spew some of this?
I go wherever people want me to go.
Well, why don't you come out to L.A. sometime?
I know where you can go.
Someone invited me out there. I'd come and speak.
Is
I don't
right?
care.
And
you got 500,000 illegal Mexicans in your streets. You think I'm embarrassed? You ought to be embarrassed about that.
You're in Missouri because you're a coward, and you would get your ass kicked out here.
Yeah, there's no blacks in minorities
in
Missouri.
I mean, you threatened you know, my radio partner here, who would ultimately probably kick your ass. But
you sounded like you didn't believe that earlier.
Yeah, you seem to have changed your mind on that.
I've changed my mind. No, this guy's a real lunatic.
You notice I've been flexing during the break. So
I don't feel like a loser.
Yeah, this guy's a real lunatic. But why don't you come on out here in L.A.? Come on down to the streets in Compton.
Right.
And start spewing this crap out about the blacks and see how long you last. You'd be dead in a heartbeat.
Well, you know, I pitch to whites.
Right.
Right, that's
blacks,
your audience.
I don't care about blacks.
That's your audience because you're a coward.
No, it's because I recognize that the races can't get along. As Jefferson said, we want our own country. That's it.
Somebody's going to blast away at you, young man.
Young man.
Yeah, they really are.
Oh, well.
You don't think so? You don't think you're going to...
I'm fully capable of defending myself.
You know, but have you ever been threatened before?
You can rest assured I've been threatened by private individuals and by the government, and I've been doing this for 6 years. I know what I'm doing.
Well, you're doing it a long time, 6 years.
Oh,
at least you've been at it, you know, a long time.
Yeah. All right, my brother. We appreciate you spending some of your downtime on hating with us.
Okay.
And,
back to those bastard children.
Yeah. Back to those kids and that wife or that chick that won't marry you.
Well.
Well,
little more to say to that.
Well.
Little what? Nothing to say. Huh?
I suspect both of you probably agree with me more than you're willing to say, but you don't want to get fired.
All right, then.
Well, because, you know, it's the radio, the Jews on the radio station.
Yeah. All right, we'd love to have you back on again because it's fun to have crazy people on the air.
I'll consider it.
Okay. Alex, what are you drinking?
Oh, it must be 200 proof vodka.
Okay. All right, the Alex, the
not
alcoholic racist. There he is. All right, gang, let's give out some prizes here. Make it a
You're listening to Vanguard Radio.